DIY or hire a pro, a guide to making smart renovation decisions. The appeal of DIY renovation is real. There's something genuinely satisfying about improving your space with your own hands, and the potential to save on labor costs makes the idea even more attractive. Social media makes complex projects look straightforward, and the abundance of tutorial content has given many homeowners the confidence to attempt work that would have once seemed out of reach. But the reality of renovation in New York City is more layered than a YouTube video can convey, and the consequences of misjudging a project's complexity can be costly, legally significant, and in some cases dangerous. The smarter framework isn't choosing between DIY and professional help as opposites. It's understanding which tasks genuinely suit your skill level, and which ones carry risks that go beyond the scope of a weekend project. What the NYC context changes. In most parts of the country, guidelines about DIY renovation are relatively straightforward. New York City operates under a different set of rules, and Manhattan apartment buildings add another layer of requirements on top of city code. Any work involving electrical systems, including fixture replacements that might seem minor, falls under the NYC electrical code and requires a licensed electrician. This isn't a technicality that experienced homeowners can reasonably work around. It's a legal requirement that affects insurance coverage, future sale disclosures, and building compliance. Tile work, even cosmetic in co-op and condo buildings, carries its own considerations. Ground floor modifications and any flooring work that could affect the unit below typically require board notification or formal approval. Water intrusion from improperly installed tile is one of the most common sources of neighbor disputes and building violations in Manhattan apartment buildings. Demolition deserves particular attention. In pre-war Manhattan buildings, which constitute a significant portion of the city's residential stock, asbestos-containing materials and lead paint are common behind walls, in flooring adhesives, and around pipe insulation. Self-directed demolition without a prior asbestos inspection is not just inadvisable, it is a direct violation of NYC law. Any demolition work requires proper assessment, permitting, and in many cases licensed abatement before structural work can begin. What genuinely works as DIY in a Manhattan apartment. Within those boundaries, there is real room for homeowner involvement. Painting is the most accessible and impactful DIY project available, provided the building permits it and the surfaces are properly prepared. Replacing cabinet hardware, installing freestanding furniture and shelving that doesn't require wall anchoring in the structural elements, and plug-in lighting updates are all reasonable for a capable homeowner to handle independently. Cosmetic touch-ups, furniture arrangement, and styling decisions are entirely within scope and can meaningfully change how a space feels without involving any regulatory considerations. The common thread across all of these is that they are surface-level, reversible, and do not touch the building systems, structure, or shared infrastructure. Why professional expertise matters for everything else. For any project beyond that threshold, professional contractors bring more than labor. They carry the licensing and insurance that Manhattan buildings require before any trade can begin work. They understand the permit process and the coordination required between the NYC Department of Buildings, Building Management, and co-op or condo boards. They know how to sequence trades so that electrical, plumbing, and structural work proceeds in the right order, preventing the kind of rework that turns a four-week project into a four-month one. In a full-gut renovation, that coordination becomes the core of the work. Managing multiple licensed trades, navigating load-bearing requirements, maintaining compliance with current building codes, and keeping a project on schedule within the constraints of building house rules requires experience that goes well beyond technical skill in any single area. The cost of professional project management is most visible when something goes wrong in its absence. The hybrid approach, done correctly, the most practical model for many Manhattan homeowners, involves meaningful involvement in the design and decision-making process, combined with professional execution of all permitted and licensed work. Homeowners who engage closely with their design-build team during planning, material selection, and finish decisions often achieve results that feel highly personal, without taking on the legal and practical risks of unlicensed work. Honest self-assessment is the starting point. The goal of any renovation is a space that functions beautifully, meets code, and holds its value over time. In New York City, reaching that outcome requires knowing precisely where your involvement adds value and where professional expertise is not optional. Are home renovation expenses eligible for tax deductions? In most cases, general home renovations are not tax deductible. There are a few notable exceptions. Modifications made for medical necessity, such as accessibility upgrades, may qualify. Energy-efficient improvements can be eligible for federal tax credits, depending on the specific work and current IRS guidelines. Home office renovations may qualify if the space meets strict IRS requirements for exclusive and regular business use. Capital improvements generally do not reduce taxes in the year they occur, but they can reduce taxable gain when the property is eventually sold. Tax laws change and individual circumstances vary, so confirming eligibility with a qualified tax professional is always the right step. Which renovation projects can safely be done as DIY in NYC? The category of genuine DIY work is narrower than in most other markets. Surface-level cosmetic updates are the appropriate scope. Painting, replacing hardware, freestanding shelving and furniture, plug-in lighting and decorative updates that do not affect the building systems or structure. Anything involving electrical work, plumbing, structural modifications, waterproofing, or mechanical systems requires licensed professionals under NYC code. In co-op and condo buildings, even some cosmetic work requires board notification before it begins. When in doubt, checking with building management before starting any project is always the right approach. Can I replace a light fixture myself in a Manhattan apartment? Under the NYC Electrical Code, electrical work, including fixture replacement, requires a licensed electrician. This applies regardless of whether the work seems minor. Unpermitted electrical work affects your insurance coverage, creates disclosure obligations when you sell, and can result in violations if discovered during a building inspection. The practical and legal risks make professional installation the clear choice for any hardwired electrical work. Do I need permits for cosmetic renovations in a NYC co-op or condo? Permits from the NYC Department of Buildings are required for work that affects structural elements, electrical systems, plumbing, or mechanical systems, regardless of scale. In co-op and condo buildings, board approval may be required for a broader range of work, including some cosmetic updates. Flooring replacement, tile work, and anything that could affect neighboring units typically falls under alteration agreement requirements. Confirming requirements with building management before beginning any project is essential. What are the risks of unpermitted renovation work in New York City? Unpermitted work can result in stop work orders, fines from the NYC Department of Buildings, and mandatory removal of completed work at the owner's expense. It also creates complications during property sales, as buyers and their attorneys routinely check for open permits and violations. In co-op buildings, unpermitted work can jeopardize the shareholders' relationship with the board. The cost of doing the work correctly from the start is almost always lower than the cost of correcting unpermitted work after the fact. How do I know whether a project requires an asbestos inspection in a pre-war Manhattan building? Any project involving demolition, including removal of flooring, wall materials, ceiling materials, or pipe insulation, requires an asbestos survey by a licensed NYC asbestos inspector before work begins. This is a legal requirement under NYC local law, not a precautionary recommendation. Pre-war buildings constructed before the mid-1970s have a high likelihood of containing asbestos-containing materials in various forms. Your design-build firm should initiate this process as a standard part of pre-construction planning. What does a design-build firm handle that a general contractor does not? A design-build firm integrates architecture, interior design, and construction management under one team, which simplifies coordination and accountability. Rather than hiring a designer separately and then finding a contractor to execute their plans, the design and construction process develops together. This is particularly valuable in complex Manhattan renovations, where design decisions have direct implications for permitting, building approval, and construction sequencing. A single point of contact throughout the project reduces miscommunication and keeps design intent intact through execution.